Visiting Teaching Message. Jesus Christ taught the purpose of our life on earth. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. What is the purpose of life on earth? President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 through 1985. Man, created in the image of God, was placed on the earth to experience mortal life, an intermediate state between premortal life and immortality. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God. By eating the forbidden fruit, they became mortal. Consequently, they and all of their descendants became subject to both mortal and spiritual death. Mortal death, the separation of body and spirit, and spiritual death, the separation of the spirit from the presence of God, and death as pertaining to the things of the spirit. In order for Adam to regain his original state, to be in the presence of God, an atonement for this disobedience was necessary. In God's divine plan, provision was made for a Redeemer to break the bonds of death and through the resurrection, make possible the reunion of the spirits and bodies of all persons who had dwelled on earth. Jesus of Nazareth was the one who, before the world was created, was chosen to come to earth to perform this service, to conquer mortal death. The True Way of Life and Salvation, Ensign, May 1978, page 6. What can I do to fulfill the purpose of my life? President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994. When our Heavenly Father placed Adam and Eve on this earth, He did so with the purpose in mind of teaching them how to return to His presence. Our Father promised a Savior to redeem them from their fallen condition. He gave to them the plan of salvation and told them to teach their children faith in Jesus Christ and repentance. Further, Adam and his posterity were commanded by God to be baptized, to receive the Holy Ghost, and to enter into the order of the Son of God, which fullness is only received in the house of the Lord. What I hope you will teach your children about the temple. Tambuli, April through May, 1986, page 4. See Ensign, August 1985, page 8. Julie B. Beck, Relief Society General President. As Spirit Daughters of God, women received their first lessons in the world of spirits and were prepared to come forth on the earth. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 138, verse 56. They were among the noble and great ones who shouted for joy at the creation of the earth because they would be given a physical body with the opportunity to be proven in a mortal sphere. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 138, verse 55. Job, Chapter 38, verse 7. And see Abraham, Chapter 3, verse 25. They wished to work side by side with righteous men to accomplish eternal goals that neither can attain independently. Female roles did not begin on earth, and they do not end here. A woman who treasures motherhood on earth will treasure motherhood in the world to come. And where her treasure is, there will her heart be also. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. By developing a mother heart, each girl and woman prepares for her divine, eternal mission of motherhood. In my experience, I have seen that some of the truest mother hearts beat in the breasts of women who will not rear their own children in this life. But they know that all things must come to pass in their time, and that they are laying the foundation of a great work. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 64, verses 32 through 33. A Mother Heart. Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 76. End of the article. visiting teaching message, Jesus Christ taught the purpose of our life on earth.